Relationships are hard work. Usually it seems like guys create the most trouble, but not in Andrene's relationship. Her boyfriend is a nice guy.
I didn't know that guys have feelings, but he's always telling me like, oh, you really hurt my feelings. And I'm like, what? Like, how do you have feelings? Only I'm supposed to have feelings.
Whenever Andrene does something wrong, she apologizes. But does her boyfriend ever tell her that he's sorry?
No. Only sometimes, only when I make him, if I pressure him into it. But just to come out and say, oh, it was my fault this time, he won't do it.
Does he buy you chocolates and flowers or take you out to the movies?
No, I don't know.
I think it's just plain hard to admit that you did something wrong, especially in a relationship, because you don't want to be the person. You don't want to be the partner that's like, oh, yeah, I might have ruined it, or you don't want to be the bad guy that might have hurt the other partner's feelings.
It's not just dating that's hard to get right.
Friendships, relationships with family members, with acquaintances.
Yeah. Relationship doesn't have to be between a boy and a girl.
Yeah, it, just like, relationships in general.
Noella agrees.
Me and my god sister, I kind of consider her my boyfriend because I like, call her all the time. We talk on the phone every day, every night. And when she doesn't call me, I'm like, why didn't you call me? But it's like, it's kind of equal. She yells at me, I yell at her. I don't like cry or anything.
I think just in a relationship in general, you have to find a common ground, some place where you can get along.
All this talk about being equal is fine, but Marquita has a question.
How come some guys are abusive to girls? I don't get that.
Because they allow them to be abusive to them.
Exactly.
You have to set that line.
It doesn't, I mean, you see on the news, oh yeah, this guy beat his girlfriend or whatever and it's been going on for months. That's because she let him. That's the problem with guys. They do not use words. They use actions.
And my family, like my brother, he doesn't tolerate that. He don't like no boys putting their hands on girls. Because I know this boy, he put his hands on me one day, and my brother was going crazy on him. I was like, nah, chill out. He's only a kid. Like, we was just playing. He was like, nah, don't be playing with boys like that, because then they take advantage.
Sometimes girls are abusive, too.
Some women, they could be mean in a sort of way. Like, they hit the men, and then they wonder why the men hit them back.
It's also true that abuse comes in many different forms. Andrene explains.
You don't have to hit somebody to abuse them. Like, you couldn't abuse a person physically, mentally, or emotionally, or even spiritually. I think abuse is like when you're depriving someone of something that they really want to do, or something that satisfies them, or you're just like degrading them, or anything like that.
How we handle abuse partly depends on how we are raised.
I know in a lot of cultures you're taught, if someone hits you, hit them back. Or if somebody says something to you, like, say it back. It's that cliche, an eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Like, ever since when I was younger, like, my mother used to teach me that, oh, if a girl in school hit you, like, okay, maybe you could tell the teacher the first time. But if the girl hit you again and the teacher don't do nothing back, like, hit her. And then my family teach me, like, oh, if you don't beat this girl up, then when you get back home, like, you're going to have to deal with us.
Sometimes it actually seems like we need enemies.
They drive you to do certain things.
In books that I read, the enemy helps the character to become stronger and stuff. Like, they grow and mature and don't let little stuff bother them.
But not everybody agrees with that.
I don't think anybody drives people to do anything. I think it's your subconscious mind of how you handle things. It's what you make of a situation.
I heard what goes around comes around. So whatever you do, it'll go back at you later.
Karma, it's, you do something bad to somebody, it happens to you.
It could be good, too.
What goes around comes around.
It could be good karma, like if you do a good deed for somebody, you get a good deed back.
If what goes around comes around, it seems obvious that we should be a lot nicer to each other.
Arguing, fighting, it's still wrong because there's no need for it. You shouldn't have to argue to solve your problems. I mean, I'm not saying that just talking is going to solve anything. I should know from experience. But, like, it's really not necessary to fight with somebody, especially if you love them. I mean, if you love them, then you should find a way to solve your problems without having to take out your hand and slap the mess out of them.
But I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do. But that don't mean I want to.